Good evening, my fellow Americans. I know it's been hard. I truly know. We've lost so much over the last year. I lost my Johnson. Stunning images. And today, I signed into law the American Rescue Plan. That means a typical family of four earning about $110,000 will get checks for $527,726. Thank you for taking the time to listen.
What?
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
We'll be right back.
in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go-where-you-go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Yes, for our news, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello.
The tone, angry and bitter. Republican Senator Ted Cruz's take on President Biden's State of the Union speech last night. Former President Trump is blasting Biden for erasing the southern border with devastating results. 170 Democrats voted against a House bill requiring ICE to detain illegal aliens accused of theft or burglary. The bill did pass the House, headed now to the Senate. Police in Philadelphia continuing the search for several gunmen. They opened fire on a group of high school students yesterday, wounding eight of the young people. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell has told Congress there will be interest rate cuts this year. And that sparked a rally yesterday on Wall Street. This morning, stock futures are mixed. The Dow futures are down 29 points. The NASDAQ futures are 13 points higher. The S&P futures are up 6 points. More details, srnnews.com.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
It's the springtime. Time is changing. We just lost an hour.
Ugh.
It feels so early.
But the days will be longer.
Wake up with a hot shower. You want to stay in your bed?
It was too short of a night.
Need a little more rest.
Now 8 o'clock is 9. But you gotta get up. Or else you're gonna be late. Let's do the time change again. Let's do the time change again.
Yeah, let's do it again. Let's... For once and for all, put an end to this insanity. Speaking of insanity, I have worked very hard this morning to bring the temperature of my blood down.
Oh, following last night's speech.
Oh, God. What a lying sack of...
It was an angry tone.
He's full of crap. He lied from one end to the other. That's all I can say. We'll fact check that in just a minute, too, by the way. With the record that he is building on. I'll tell you what, though, on the brighter side, Katie Britt, she and Tommy are doing a good job for us. in the Senate. I don't think it's a coincidence that she was selected to do the response.
She did a nice job last night.
Yeah.
I saw part of it.
She's very easy on the eyes. Look, we got to be realistic here. I think that sells. That still sells.
It doesn't hurt.
You know, when the image of the woman in the Democratic Party is that thing, and then you have a beautiful mom doing the response,
from her kitchen, too. Did you see that?
Yeah, not just from, the point that she's a beautiful woman, but it's what she said that matters, and I think that got across too. I'm seeing nothing but good things online.
I thought that was that really worked well, that she was in her kitchen and not in a studio.
Yeah, no, that was a good touch. Anyway, we have a pretty big weekend coming up. We have Oscars on Sunday night, and for once
it goes on an hour earlier. How about that?
I am not going to watch the show, but I do have a vested interest in some of the films that are, and people that have nominations. I'm pretty much convinced this will be an Oppenheimer sweep.
Yeah.
But there could be some surprises. And we've been, reviewing some of those with the Miss Murray Movie Minute all week on Happy Hour. So we'll see how it all plays out. We're going to make our predictions around 5:35 this afternoon. But the featured event of the weekend could be what Rich Thomas is about to tell you.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Well, not the whole weekend, just as the weekend begins, I guess, especially tonight. Mainly dry through the morning hours, becoming windy today, high 73. Rain and thunderstorms begin later on this afternoon, especially late afternoon when it becomes locally heavy. Widespread rain and thunderstorms tonight through the overnight hours and to Saturday morning. Flood watch in effect, potentially excessive rainfall totals, severe weather threat. WPC, the Weather Prediction Center, says there could even be a couple of towns that get 8 inches of rain. That's ridiculous.
Eight?
Yeah. I mean, 2 to 5, I think, is a good median amount, but they did mention 8. Dry rest of the weekend after the rain moves out before noon tomorrow. We spring forward Saturday night. Some sunshine returns Sunday, much cooler, high 62. Hey, Alabama growers will be in the 30s Sunday night and Monday night, so patchy frost not out of the question, but let's deal with the storm system first. Right now this morning, it's cloudy and 59, calm winds at 6:13.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
Today is a very special day.
International Women's Day takes place every year on the 8th of March.
We are strong adult women.
Women are responsible for 2/3 of the work done worldwide.
Women are tough.
Women are strong.
Women are mysterious.
I am woman. Hear me roar.
I'm very excited to welcome you to International Women's Day.
Happy International Women's Day.
Chin up. It's showtime.
And International Women's Month? National Women's Month.
Can't keep track of all the months and all the celebrations.
Right.
Just can't do it anymore. Although there's a movie coming out this weekend. I don't expect this to be like a giant hit. It's called Cabrini. And it's specifically being released today on International Women's Day. It's a historical drama about an immigrant named Francesca Cabrini. And I do believe, because of the humanitarian work she did, they sullied her name by naming one of the Chicago housing projects.
Cabrini Green.
Yeah.
That's what I thought of when you said Cabrini.
Which was a toilet. And I'm being kind with that until the city of Chicago finally just blew it up because they could not maintain it.
Former residents of Jane Byrne, right?
She spent a night there, probably with about 20 or 30 Chicago police officers. We have a new tech in the news, opera style, coming up this morning. Yeah, something new. Right. A whole pile of Morning Maroons, picking 3 out of that group is going to be. Did you see I posted it on Facebook yesterday, the video of the Boeing jet that lost a wheel.
Lost a wheel coming out of San Francisco, yeah. A United flight.
What the fork is going on?
What's going on with airlines and...
Specifically, I mean, Boeing.
And by the way, geez, that makes me nervous. I'm going to be on a lot of planes this year.
I mean, what, did somebody forget to tighten the lug nuts on that thing?
I don't know. You know, we're hearing this too often.
Oh, God.
What was the plane that lost the landing gear? Or no, the... What was the one earlier, a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, they had another wheel roll off a plane.
Yeah.
They should have somebody, you know, like, checking the lug nuts on. I don't know what they tighten those on.
Yeah.
But that's just crazy. Frickin' wheel falls off during takeoff.
How could you do that?
And by the way, that thing bounced. You know, those things weigh a ton. It, obviously, with the momentum of the jet, kept rolling, and it destroyed, like, 8 cars. It was very lucky there was nobody in them.
San Francisco.
And if you want to see that video, that's on my page. We have the Rich Thomas Breakfast Special.
Yeah, look at that cheese. Look at that egg. It's a no-meat Friday for me in Lent. And boy, oh boy, that grilled cheese and egg sandwich.
See how we're doing so far if the early morning listeners are. And by the way, I like to post a... cute dog video. This one today, have you seen this pooch? He picks up those hair bands and fires them at things that are set up as targets on the bathtub. I mean, that takes some talent. That would be hard to do for a human.
How does he know how to do that?
And he doesn't miss. He just figured it out. You know, dogs, when they have too much time to think, well, we're up to 20 on breakfast. I'm going to like it because I was proud of that sandwich. Two eggs. Yes.
And you know what? It was gooey in a good way.
Hey, Rich, the best things in life are gooey. 617 on Newstalk 93.1 FM. If furniture shopping is part of your weekend plan, make sure you include Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings at 4044 Wetumpka Highway. You would be passing up the chance to look around 60,000 square feet of selections in all types and styles because they have room to store everything. No matter which direction your taste happens to lie. By the way, they have a great line of accent pieces. So if you have, like, I have half a table up against the wall. It's a round table. Looks like it was cut in half. And it's perfect. Doesn't take up too much space. Has some, nice display surface. That's among the kind of things you'll see at Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, where 50% is taken off the top ticket price on everything in the house. With an order of a grand or more, you can do interest-free financing, qualified customers through a Synchrony luxury account. Save on everything for your home to look great this spring, from recliners to entertainment centers, tables, chairs, bedroom suites, and people. Stella Beard, been our friend for years, she's got that inventory, like, memorized. So whatever you're looking for, whatever price range, just let her know, and she'll line up the choices. If you're looking for decorating consulting, Leslie Wolfolk has been added to the staff there, and she's terrific. And you'll save not only the 50% off the top ticket price, but on sales tax as well. It's 8 1/4 at Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. You must take delivery at Kaiser, but it's well worth it to save that kind of money because they're just beyond the 10% taxicals of the city of Montgomery. Good deal. So shop wiser by Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. Again, 4044 Wetumpka Highway, and you can find them online at shopkaiser, KYSER.com. At 6:19, 18:19 News is next.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
18:19 News.
The anti-ballot harvesting bill that passed the Alabama Senate last month has now cleared the full Alabama House. The bill will now head to the governor's desk for signature into law. The bill makes it a felony for a third party to knowingly give or receive a payment or gift for ordering, requesting, collecting, completing, distributing, pre-filling, or delivering a voter's absentee ballot application. There are exemptions in this bill to include U.S. military members and their families who live overseas, and those with disabilities who need help in the process of voting. Alabama Secretary of State Wes Allen has been very supportive of this bill, while Democrats in the state legislature suggested there was no prevailing problem here in the state with ballot trafficking and that this bill will only stifle the black vote. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Rescue Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
A 13-year-old boy in Mobile County is behind bars for the death of his great uncle. The elderly man was partially blind and deaf and was found burned and stabbed outside of a home that was in flames. 70-year-old Newland Sims died at the hospital as a result of his injuries. The 13-year-old ran from that scene but was arrested sometime later by police and taken to the Strickland Youth Center. The acquisition of Southeastern Grocers by the parent company of Aldi Grocery Stores is completed. This means that Winn-Dixie and Harvey's supermarkets are now owned by Aldi and will bring in an additional 800 stores. Over the course of the next 4 years, that company will begin the conversion plan of those stores. The stores are owned across Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, and Mississippi. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Have you been injured? At the Johnny Adams Law Firm, there is no fee until we win your case.
Call Johnny Adams Law Firm, 500-500-500.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
Luxury car prices and payments have hit an all-time high. But at Lexus of Montgomery, we have every new Lexus model in stock with low APR financing to save you thousands. Right now, take advantage of as low as 3.99% APR financing on your favorite new Lexus. You don't have to pay more to get the luxury vehicle you want. Pay less at Lexus of Montgomery. You deserve to drive a Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery.
Financing up to 36 months is $29.52 per 1,000 financed with approved credit. N4-124.
Hello, this is Colonel Patrick Downing, U.S. Army retired, on behalf of the nearly 400,000 veterans in Alabama, urging the passage of the Veterans Access to Care Bill to give veterans and their families better access to health care specifically tailored to their needs. Our veterans have done so much for us. Now it's time to do what we can for them by providing a state-run health care system just for veterans and their families.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America, Mobile.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
You're drunk!
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is Luciano Paparazzi with this week's classical music. Goodbye, Nikki Haley. She's not the nominee. The candidates will be men who are elderly. Jeff Bezos is once again the world's richest man, 'cause you buy everything on Amazon. He's richer than the whole country of Kazakhstan. Now he's just a little bit richer than Elon. Oscars are Sunday Best Picture nominees. Don't know who win, but it won't be Barbie. Grazie. Tune in next week, unless Putin starts a World War III.
Different take on the news. Did you like it?
No.
Not even a little?
No.
Should I do it again next Friday?
No.
Okay.
Paparazzi. Oh, no, not paparazzi.
Luciano Paparazzi.
Jay, you're not here yet.
Oh, wait. I'm not here. Let me leave.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, look who's here.
Hey,
guys in the back.
All Hail Jay.
Now, we have a situation here at the radio station that I'm a little bit anxious about, to be quite frank.
What is it?
Frank, that's when you're really honest with somebody, but that's not important. I have been chosen to be Rich's assistant during the severe weather period.
And in an eight-year period, this would be the first time that
Can we put you on the list? Can we put you on the rotation?
No. No. I mean, Sky's got his situation, and obviously that's far more important.
And then Joey's gone.
Joey's out of town.
So it's a tenuous situation.
Now, boss.
Yeah.
We're looking at what hours for this crisis?
Well, it's going to be in the overnight hours, that's for sure. I can't be more specific right now. Here's something that may make you feel better about this. Mm-hmm. If the rainfall is extremely excessive before the severe weather,
right,
that would tend to squelch the severe weather threat somewhat. So, in other words, it's very conditional. Will there be tornado warnings during the night? It's very conditional on how much rain. I mean, I mentioned the WPC saying up to 8 inches of rain in some spots. Can you imagine that?
8 inches.
Well, I would say 2 to 5 would be...
That 8 inches seems like...
Oh, my God.
A huge amount of rain.
It is a lot.
And when is that going to start? Roughly.
Okay, so I think some of the models, and I've been looking at a lot of them, bring in heavy rain during rush hour on happy hour today. So we'll see.
Wow.
And again, the heavier the rain as we go through the nighttime hours, that would tend to negate the severe threat a bit.
So will you join me this afternoon, like around... Oh, 3 or 4.
Call you? Yeah.
Start of the show.
But I'm also going to go to sleep real early. Sure.
Well, that's totally understandable.
I'll be up around 11-ish, I imagine.
All right. And I'll just be on call. What I'll do tonight is
make
I'll
sure your ringer's on.
Okay. I'll make sure my dinger is plugged in.
Yeah.
And I think what I'll do is I'll do what I did this morning. I started out today. It's my one luxury in life, my jacuzzi.
Yeah.
And I guess bike riding time should be early today, too, huh?
Yeah. The later you get in the afternoon, the greater the chance of rain. So I would get that in as early as possible.
All righty. We are at 6:27. Top of the hour, we will do a little fact-checking on Smokey Joe's State of the Union speech last night, because he's building on a track record that began last year. So we'll start there. That's coming up. On News Talk 93.1 FM, there are some financial numbers that are coming out today that should be of interest to everybody. And right now, the market is not looking very happy. We're not expecting good news. It's down 163 at the start. Whatever happens, Brad McDonald will analyze that for us. And that's the team at Avista Advisors. I hope you'll consider sitting down and having a conversation with to plan your... Because I got news for you. Everything I see and hear, there's... There's going to be some rough times ahead. A lot of people, though, can navigate those and protect the work money they work so hard to make and even grow it. But you need good financial advice to do that, and nobody will try to sell you anything. Just make an appointment to sit down and talk about your future with Brant and his team at Avista Advisors. The number to make that appointment is 387-0094. At 6:28, the timeline is coming up next for March the 8th. Here's our first look at the roads. The Skipper.
We are still operating under an all clear this morning. We are not seeing any major problems anywhere. Traffic light to moderate already on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. A little bit busy there. Other than that, looking pretty good for a Friday morning, but you know it is going to get busy in a bit. We'll be here with all the details if accidents happen. Larry Leibach, make sure you got the right insurance for your needs and lifestyle. Larry's been customizing insurance since 1988. Call Live Oak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Looking for a credit card suited to your diminished intellectual abilities? Introducing the Capital Dumb Rewards Card, the only credit card that offers cash on purchases idiots make. Timeshares, black market fireworks, those things you put in the holes of Crocs, a hot dog from 7-Eleven, Nickelback albums, tickets to Madame Web, Thin Mints, super hot sauce to impress your friends, anything from the TikTok shop. The Capital Dumb Rewards Card. What's in your head? Nothing.
Impact Live presents the Guess Who live in concert.
American Woman!
Sunday, April 21st at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Tickets on sale now at the Impact Box Office or Ticketmaster.com.
No sugar tonight in my coffee. No sugar tonight in my tea.
The Guess Who, live in concert.
Day. No time for a
get your tickets now.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit ThompsonTractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
Ben here with Just Blinds in Prattville, your trusted source for all things quality and beauty when it comes to window treatments for your home and business. We want to thank our good friends at Blue Water Broadcasting for helping us get our message across to the thousands of Blue Water listeners. Not a day goes by we don't have someone tell us they heard about Just Blinds on Blue Water stations. Radio advertising is a key part of our advertising mix, and we absolutely encourage any business looking to grow to give Blue Water a call.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is not headline news. The Oscars are Sunday night, and Oscar organizers are promising some surprises for Sunday's show. Fingers crossed that the Best Actor trophy is presented by Cocaine Bear. Harrison Ford says they played the Indiana Jones theme during his last colonoscopy. And here's a coincidence. While the doctors were up in there, they found the script to Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. 10% of Americans experience irritable bowel syndrome. Surprising it isn't higher, considering we set aside one day a week for tacos. And Carrie Underwood turns 41 today. She's one of the people who parlayed their appearance on American Idol into a lucrative career, like Kelly Clarkson and, well, yeah, no one else. This is not headline news.
At 6:33 with the timeline for the 8th day of March, your host, Rich Thomas.
This is the 67th day of the year. There are 298 days left. Good morning. Today's International Women's Day. We mentioned that. Be Nasty Day.
Yeah.
Okay. It's Middle Name Pride Day. And from Benjamin, David, and Scott, good morning. National Peanut Cluster Day as well. 1913, the International Revenue... the Internal Revenue System began levying tax, collecting income tax. 1913. Let me try again.
Let's do a mulligan on that, please.
1930, Babe Ruth signs a two-year contract with $160,000 with the Yankees. And the Yankees GM, Ed Barrow, quote, said, "No one will ever be paid more than Ruth."
We got guys that walked to home plate and get that once. That's him, by the way. I did some baseball math in my Boom magazine column.
This
month just out on. It's called the $100,000 Statosphere, and what it meant then and what it means
now,
today,
right?
Especially with that.
What's the minimum a baseball player can make?
$740,000.
Wow, minimum.
What's our minimum here?
1950, the USSR's Marshal Bertoszky announced that his country has developed the atomic bomb.
59, the Marx Brothers, Groucho, Chico, and Harpo make their final TV appearance together. On this date in 93, Beavis and Butthead premiered on MTV as a series. Two shorts had aired in September to November of 92. Mike Judge series lasted till 97. MTV brought it back for 22 more episodes in 2011. 65, the United States lands its first combat troops in South Vietnam as 3,500 Marines are brought in to defend the U.S. air base at Da Nang. I had two brothers in Vietnam, Hal and Dennis. They are both buried at Arlington National Cemetery, the most hallowed ground anywhere, really. Now our song of the day, It's Summertime, 1966. Recorded at the RCA Studios in Hollywood. We're doing this on Mickey Dolenz's 79th birthday. I'm having a tough morning this morning. Written by the famous duo Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart. Mokey's classic. First smash hit. Let's take the last train to Clarksville. And we're doing it on your Friday timeline. So take that.
Don't be slow.
That playing on those little AM radio speakers in the car during that summer when I was, gosh, what was it, 10 years old.
Yeah. Now he is Mickey 79 today, almost at 97, 79, but yeah. He's the last surviving
he
monkey.
He is the last one. We lost Davey kind of young.
Yeah, he was only 60.
It's a heart attack.
Yeah.
All right, this is the date in 2014. Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 carrying 227 passengers, a 777, and 12 crew members loses contact with air traffic control less than an hour after taking off from Kuala Lumpur, veers off course and disappears. Well, we don't know what happened, but there's news this week that a Texas company thinks they know where it is and how to find it, and they are going to, what is it called? No fine, no pay.
Right.
If they find them, the Malaysian government will pay them.
I think that was a suicide flight, personally.
I think it was, too.
There have been others. German Wings.
Oh, yeah.
Guy who had a history of clinical depression. They still let him get into the cockpit. Yeah. He was being treated with all kinds of medications, and he flew the damn plane, locked his pilot out, and in the cockpit voice recorder, you could hear the shrieks and banging on the door when they realize he's flying that thing right in the side of a mountain.
This last recording, the last thing he said in a very mysterious way was good night, and then the transponder went off, and then they lost him. 2016, legendary Beatles producer George Martin dies at the age of 90, the fifth Beatle. Birthdays, James Vanderbeek. He was Dawson on Dawson's Creek. He's 47 today. Freddie Prinze Jr. is 48. Gary Numan, biggest hits Cars in 1979. He's 66 today. Dead or alive, little Peggy March.
She's still around.
She's 76. She was 14 years old when I Will Follow Him hit number one.
That was a real feminist classic, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. Carol Bayer Sager is 77, songwriter. She wrote a lot of big songs. Like Carly Simon's Nobody Does It Better, Leo Sayer's When I Need You, Dionne Warwick, That's What Friends Are For. We mentioned Mickey Dolenz and the Monkees, 79, drummer and singer. Time changes this weekend. We spring forward. Spring officially begins in 12 days from now. MLB season starts in 16 days. 31 days till the eclipse, and the following day is the Biscuits' home opener. That's on April 9th against Pensacola. By the way, the Biscuits start playing on the road on April 5th in Biloxi. Easter's 23 days, and Mother's Day now 65 days away, and that is your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. before we move ahead at 6:40. Let's bring back Jay.
All hail Jay. All hail Jay. All hail Jay.
Thank you, folks. Here to tell you about Heirloom Jewelers this morning and about gold, really. Gold is way up there. It has reached an all-time high. It reached gold. It this week and maybe going higher. But that is why, yeah.
That's what Brad says.
Gold going up. And if you've got gold, True Booth is willing to buy that gold and pay the most for that gold that you have. So if you're rooting around in your jewelry boxes or just where you keep, you know, things, maybe it's broken jewelry. Maybe you haven't gotten it fixed. Maybe you've thought about getting it fixed. Maybe you haven't even thought about getting it fixed. You just, you know, like, here it is. Whatever am I going to do with it? Nobody wants broken jewelry. They do. True Booth will pay you top dollar for that jewelry if it's got the gold in it. Now, it could be usable estate jewelry. He'll pay for that as well. And if you turn it in for store credit, he'll give you even more for the gold, for the jewelry. And they've got some great pieces there to use that store credit on. So take an old broken heirloom, trade it in, and start a brand new heirloom with something from Heirloom Jewelers. You can go online to see their inventory at heirloomjewelers.com, or you can give Troop a call, 260-0066. I keep bringing up Troop because he's the only person there. When you call and talk to anyone at Heirloom Jewelers, you'll be talking to Troop. Anybody that responds to you, it's Troop. Anybody that calls you back, it's Troop. He's going to be calling you to help you out with selling that jewelry, getting value on that jewelry, or finding what it is that you want from an heirloom piece as well. Go online to see everything they've got. Heirloomjewelers.com, Facebook and Instagram as well. They're located on Vaughn Road here in town near Watchman Drive. 260-0066 for Heirloom Jewelers.
Here is another highlight from the State of the Union.
And so tonight, I'm proud to announce a fiscal plan to reverse mortgage the White House, effective at noon tomorrow. The White House will become the property of Tom Selleck.
It makes as much sense as anything else we heard. We'll fact check the record coming up. And in the cheap and trashy, you'll never believe what Sam Neill's son did to Princess Diana at the premiere of Jurassic Park.
What?
Heavy-duty stuff. We cover all the important things here at 6:43. Most importantly, what's happening with the weather?
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
There's just a little bit of rain on the radar this morning, but I think we are mainly dry through morning and maybe even midday. Mainly dry. Becoming windy later, 73 the high. Rain and thunderstorms begin this afternoon, especially late afternoon, and become locally heavy. Widespread rain and thunderstorms through the overnight hours tonight into Saturday morning. Not only a flood watch, but a severe weather risk, including the threat of damaging wind gusts and tornadoes. Potential excessive rainfall totals? Yeah. I mean, I think 2 to 5 inches, sure, that's reasonable. But I mentioned that the Weather Prediction Center in Washington mentioned in one of their summaries this morning, up to 8 inches. Rain moves out before noon tomorrow. Dry rest of the weekend. We spring forward Saturday night. Sunshine returns Sunday, much cooler, high 62. Hey, Alabama growers, keep in mind we're going to be in the 30s, I think, on Sunday and Monday night. Well, could there be some patchy frost? Let's deal with this storm system first. Right now, cloudy and 59 at 6:44.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
It is 6:44. Back to the traffic dungeon. Your SRN News replay is next.
Well, looking around the cams this morning, we still have light to moderate traffic all over the area, but it is building. We're beginning to see that slow build. Buckle up, drive carefully. Got it all clear right now for Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka. No problems out there at the moment, but we are keeping an eye on things for you. Trenum State is now offering classes in logistics and supply chain management. Registration's going on now. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The tone, angry and bitter. Republican Senator Ted Cruz's take on President Biden's State of the Union speech last night. Former President Trump is blasting Biden for erasing the southern border with devastating results.
170 Democrats voted against a House bill requiring ICE to detain illegal aliens accused of theft or burglary. The bill did pass the House, headed now to the Senate. Police in Philadelphia continuing the search for several gunmen. They opened fire on a group of high school students yesterday, wounding 8 of the young people. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell has told Congress there will be interest rate cuts this year. That sparked a rally yesterday on Wall Street. This morning, stock futures are mixed. The Dow futures are down 29 points. The Nasdaq futures are 13 points higher. The S&P futures are up 6 points. More details, srnnews.com.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Madness is happening right now. But the real action is happening at Toyota of Montgomery. Score our biggest Toyota savings of the year. That's on our biggest selection of new Toyotas in stock. Like the game-winning 2024 Camry, now $299 a month. Trade in your old car, no matter what it is, no matter where you got it. We'll give you up to $2,000 over book value for it. And they're here. The Toyota of Montgomery All-Stars. Shop and save thousands on our certified pre-owned Toyotas. They're just like new Toyotas, even come with a warranty, but cost thousands less. Want in on the action? Hurry before it all ends March 31st. Dribble down to Toyota of Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Camry LE, MSRP 30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 month leases with 3638 due assignment. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Trade value is based on excessive wear, tear, and mileage. Plus tax, style, title, and $995 dog fee. Offer ends 4/1/2024.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-3667 for details, or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River Region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house, and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. I know it's been hard. I truly know. We've lost so much over the last year. I lost my Johnson.
stunning images. And today, I signed into law the American Rescue Plan. That means a typical family of four earning about $110,000 will get checks for $527,726. Thank you for taking the time to listen.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And welcome to the Cheap and Trashy Celebrity Gossip and Showbiz Report. I'm your Cheap and Trashy actor, Greg Bell. I want to begin by thanking Patriot Man. Look what I got in the mail yesterday. First of all, it was a package addressed to Greg Goodell, talk show king.
What'd you get?
Trump socks.
Ah!
Red and white stripes and Donald Trump's knitted image with the hair going straight up along the side. Except, like most really brilliant people, I'm not really much into socks. I wear them when I absolutely have to, but yeah, that's about it.
I've gone away from the socks.
Yeah. It's, you know why? Because your feet need to breathe.
Yeah.
They absolutely do. There's science behind that. It's not just an opinion.
Yeah. If I'm going to someplace formal, I'll wear socks.
Also, maybe for a contest later, I have an Oscars Truth or Baloney.
Oh, yeah?
So we may be doing that for a Seafood Bistro gift card later this morning. Stay tuned. And, of course, on Happy Hour at 5:35 for the last couple of weeks, the Miss Marie Movie Minute's been devoted to Best Picture nominees, and some of the actors and actresses who have received nominations are going to make our picks tonight on News Talk 93.1 FM. I mentioned the Sam Neill thing. Now imagine you're at the premiere of Jurassic Park. It's going to be one of the biggest hits of all time. We all sat there in amazement at that upgraded CGI, the effect when everything looks so authentic.
Yep.
And Sam Neill was one of the stars of the film, and he had the honor of sitting next to Princess Diana.
What did he do?
Well, he didn't do anything, but his 10-year-old son Tim was with him, and he was very gassy. O'Neill says, once it started getting exciting about 45 minutes in, he started to fart unreasonably. That's Let me pause there and ask you guys, what is reasonable fartage?
Fartage?
I haven't been around a 10-year-old to know what that is like from them.
Mm-hmm.
I know what it's like for me as a 44-year-old, whatever. and I don't know if it gets better as you get older or if it started out worse. But, yeah, I have no idea what that would be like from a 10-year-old
perspective. O'Neill went on to say it wasn't audible, but it was really smelly.
Oh, so they just walked into a cloud.
Oh, so it was SPD?
Sign of a deadly, yes.
Yeah.
So he played the good dad and did not rat his son out, but he made a choice then and there. He's grown now, and I'm never going to another premiere.
I mean,
him.
It could have been Diana.
Princesses don't fart. Don't you know that? By the way, we have Prince Randall on the line early this morning, so let's see what's up there. Hey, Randall.
Hey, what are y'all? 10 years old and in the fifth grade?
No, no, no. You overshot the runway.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
That's Susie from Curb. I watched Curb Your Enthusiasm last night. My favorite old episodes.
Not the current season.
No, I am not impressed with the most recent season.
By the way, talk about the most recent, but there's only the first two episodes are the only ones when he goes back from Atlanta, when he gets back home, completely drops the whole political Trump stuff.
I'm glad to hear
after that.
That,
yeah. In fact, there was a lot of Richard Lewis in this past weekend's episode.
I wouldn't be surprised if they re-edited some additional time for him.
May have. They dedicated that episode to him, obviously, after the passing. But, there was a lot. I'm sorry, Randall. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, heck no, because, so much talk. I love how y'all talk about this stuff, because the shows that run for 14 and 16 seasons and don't get no nominees, you wonder if it's a setup kind of like NFL, like the Dallas Cowboys never won the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? I call was on the opening. I heard you talk about the gifts yesterday that you received. Greg, what you ought to do is sit them to the side and wait till you get your camera up and rolling, and then when your sponsors send in gifts, you open them up. That'd be one of your things you do for the camera station. you say, hey, we're going to, you know, have a set just for opening up gifts that you've received. And let me tell you, you're going to get, make sure you're in professional mode before you start doing it, because that's a kind of, people like watching that for some reason. I don't know why. And then you'll be getting money from ads being on your professional, you know, mode and Facebook, and you'll get money that way too.
I do have some good news. I was talking to the boss last night, and he's authorized the computer necessary to do the YouTube thing with this show. We're going to start with the morning show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And hopefully sometime before the end of the month.
Oh, how about that?
I am very happy about that. Very pleased to bring you that news.
Heck yeah. Well, Uncle Weather?
Yes, sir.
Buckle it down, Hatch, and back to you, Jay. We'll see y'all.
Thanks, Randall. Papa John, good morning.
Hey, guys, I had to get serious this early in the morning, and I know you haven't really started talking about it yet, but I watched the debacle last night.
Yeah.
And I think the one thing that was most significant to me was when Marjorie Taylor Greene interrupted.
Yes, say her name.
Right. And
then he called her Lincoln Riley. He couldn't even get her name right, son of a...
Yeah, but did you notice his response? It was like a schoolyard argument. He said, yeah, she got killed by a legal alien. How many have been killed by illegals? I thought that was the most inappropriate response that I've ever heard in my entire life.
That is the dumbest.
He's talking about two different things, and he just was trying to throw something out there, and I actually had the guts to hold the button up.
By the way,
some kind of a,
I love what Breitbart called Joe. Old Yeller. Because that's what he did last night. They filled him up with Ritalin. They sent him out. And he yelled and screamed for an hour.
Another thing that I thought was very significant, I don't know if you noticed it. Bernie Sanders, before the thing started, before the speech actually started, all the people were milling around him. He had a face diaper on that was hanging below his mouth. And so he was talking to these people, you know, then two or three feet, and then when the speech started, he put the face diaper on when nobody was around him. And then took him back off when they got done and, you know, talking to people again. These people have got the most convoluted sense of importance and, you know, the way they handle their lives. It's just totally insane. It just does not make any sense.
No.
And they claim to want all these things, and yet when you see their behavior, it's totally the opposite. But anyway, all right, guys, look, have a great day.
Appreciate the call.
Talk to you later.
There's another phone call. This, what do they think this is, a talk show? Or something? This is Eric.
What do you send to win? Hey, hello. Good morning. You there?
Eric will join us in a minute.
Oh, no, I'm just putting your name.
By the way, Ranker.com is a website that allows you to vote for, you know, all kinds of different categories and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they're running a poll on the top 20 Oscar-winning movies for Best Picture ranked.
Yeah?
Godfather number one, Schindler's List 2, Godfather 2, 3. Silence of the Lambs. That's the only horror movie to ever win Best Picture. All right. Eric, good morning.
Hey, Mr. Budell. Or should my friend that's 86 years old, I've known all my life, he says Budell.
It's okay.
It's okay. You've been called worse. Hey, man, you've been called worse. I expect you got a shield around you now. Hey, I wish to God, man, late this afternoon, I won't get a chance to call because I'll be at work. But, man, I want you to jump on this State of the Union. We're right now wanting to fire you up, and we don't mean to. It's just we know that you'll give them hell. And I didn't get a chance to hear Katie Britt, man, because I went to sleep. But
did
she
job.
Do worth it? Did she really?
Yeah,
well, hey, if you give her kudos. And by the way, Mr. Thomas,
yes,
I got
sir.
Two people sitting right here with me. I think that Rich Thomas is one of the best meteorologists by far. Because, man, does his
Well, it is what it is, you know, and Rich is the man.
I appreciate it, and I get up.
Man, you ain't got to worry about that. You got our vote also, but
when I have a longing or a need to feel important, I hang out with Rich Thomas.